The next hot topic is Ladies' Night. I guess you all got that email.
Yes.
And I thought it was rather plain. I mean, I wasn't telling them nobody could be involved or anything like that. We wanted them to continue to do what they're doing.
Right.
As we had talked about, we're adding stuff to it, that's all, and reaching out further. And what was your take on that?
Well, when I talked to them, they said that they were happy with the way it was, and that's what I relayed to you, mm-hmm. and that we have to talk about it some more. So I think that's what upset Sherry anyhow, because she understood that we were going to be talking about it and coming back, you know. But
we had talked about it, and we had decided as a group that this is what we were moving forward with.
Right, but I came back and told you that there was a discussion and that we needed to talk more about it.
Well, maybe we should have explained it better to them to start with, that it would have been understood that
what's she upset
we
about?
Don't want them. We're not telling them that they're not to do what they were doing.
I mean, I read the email.
And we're not wanting to infringe on.
Well, but you are telling them not to do what they were doing. They set it up to be a time for women to get together and learn to know each other. And last month we even talked about that we need to do that as a club. Yeah. Now you're telling them they're not. This is not what it is. It is a Bible study. So you are telling them not to do what they were doing.
The first half is a study. The second half is going to be what they were doing. Their little crafts
It was not set up as a Bible study. That's not what they wanted. That's not what they were doing.
And it wasn't working.
That's for you. You cannot make that judgment. There is no way you can make that judgment. Why would you say it's not working?
Keith, I've been
It hasn't
there.
Grown.
Don't talk.
It hasn't grown. How's it grown?
And relational ships cannot be determined by amount of people at a place.
I'm not talking about amount of people. I'm talking about the people. Who has been there and who has not.
But it's relationships. That's what counts. Mm-hmm. I will tell you what. Last time they had it, Larissa was there and needed to be there because of what took place in her life that week. Mm-hmm. So you're going to throw that out?
No, I'm not. But you know where she got her answers?
Where?
Nikki.
No.
You know
I
why?
I sat there. She asked
because
questions.
None of them would talk to her.
Keith, I sat there and she asked questions. And Sherry and
you
Deb.
You weren't at the last one.
Yes, I was.
Yes, she was.
Why are you taking this so personally?
Well, number one, I don't know that you really have a voice in this elders meeting. That bothers me every time you talk here. We are the elders.
She is part of the chair board.
She is not.
She's on the paperwork for the 5.
Oh, yeah, I know. When it was put on there, I should have said something.
That being, besides that, she was there at the last meeting. Larissa did have issues, and I think one of the other ladies did too. They asked
the last meeting. I was told it was only Larissa was the only one there.
Oh, I don't know.
Deb and Sherry were there, and they were going to leave because nobody else came. Then Larissa came, and then they sat and talked with her. That's why I said that you were not there.
I was there, and so was Gina.
Yeah.
That was it. The last one.
Yes, it was.
Well, then it was the one before that. I don't know, but I know the one time it was just Larissa, and that was it.
Well, that's when they asked several questions, and they looked at Sherry and Deb for answers, because Nikki was determined that it's their thing, and she's not involved. She was just there to participate. Both of them just looked at her.
And
for
Sherry
answers.
Actually said, "Nikki, will you answer that?"
They don't want.
That's fine.
They don't want to answer those questions. They don't want to pray at those events. Anytime Nikki is there, they want her to pray.
This last time,
they don't want to
pray. First time that Sherry prayed.
Either you are able to do that kind of thing or you're not. And they're very good at having fellowship, snacks, and crafts. But if it's an outreach in that sense and they're to be ministering there, when people ask questions, they need to have the answers or be able to direct them to somebody that does have the answers that's there. And that's not being done. And that's the concern.
So when you want this fellowship time that we have as a group, when we get together, it's to teach each other Bible.
As a group? What do you mean?
The last meeting we were here, we sat and we said, we need time to spend together to get to know each other.
He's talking about for us.
Oh, for us?
Well, no. We were saying for the whole crew. Because we had talked about doing a potluck dinner so that everybody could just get together and know each other.
Well, no, that's not the point of that.
But that's what they set this up as. A time of fellowship to get to know each other, because it was not time when the women were coming together just as women, so they can get to know each other. This was not set up as a Bible study.
Well, the prime directive was to bring the outlaw ladies in and reach out as a ministry. How
can you say what the prime directive was when it was them two that decided it? I stood and talked to them, and by the way, why I'm so personally upset about it, I talked to them. And I told them I would bring it back to here. I told both of you that, and you went against what I said, so it makes me look like an ass.
But you didn't do what you were supposed to do in the first place.
Listen.
I am listening.
Okay.
You all, I love you as a brother.
Okay.
I'm not ganging up on you.
Is this the minutes?
This
all the minutes
the minute.
For this one?
Yeah. We decided.
Go back there and see where we decided that Deb was going to buy food for Vex.
And?
She didn't. Because you changed.
Because I changed?
No, yeah.
Because one of our club members or ministry members donated food.
But it didn't. You're telling me I need to do this because this is what it says. When one of our club members said, or the people that were in charge of this said, they're happy with the way it is. Okay, we'll go discuss and see what's going on.
So when somebody wants to donate something, we're to tell them, no, we don't want your donations because somebody else wants to go shopping.
You're saying that we need to stick to what this says. You have many times not stuck to what we decided here. So why now all of a sudden you want to highlight something because I didn't do exactly what it said?
Because we all agreed. This is
so
what
did
doing.
We all agree that Switch needs to come in the way everybody else does and you went and changed it. That's what I'm saying. Don't highlight something here when you're going and doing the same thing.
That's not the subject right now. We can talk about that. That's a whole other subject.
But it's the point of I came to you with this and said that they were happy with the way it was going and you just still did what
but
you
that
wanted
wasn't,
to do.
That wasn't what you were supposed to ask them. We had asked you. You were volunteering.
You asked me to go talk to them
about
this.
What we're doing.
Now, I don't agree with that. I was supposed to go and approach them and tell them that we had an idea.
That we're changing direction.
No.
What's it say here?
Yeah, what does it say about Switch?
Hal, okay, if I can step in a sec. I think we've got, there's several different issues.
There's a lot of other issues.
Okay, there's several different issues. But focusing on the ladies' night, I went back and looked at last month's, at the December board meeting. We did talk about, and I went home. I purposely did not want to get involved in the discussion with Deb and Sherry because I'm married to one of them.
Exactly.
And I didn't either.
Okay, so I didn't want to get involved. But at the same token, I went home and told Deb. I said, we've talked about this. I said, Q-Ball's going to have a discussion because the last thing, you didn't want somebody coming to your wife saying, hey, anyway. And she just said at that point, well, that's not the way it was initially talked about. And I said, well, my concern is, which we talked about at the last meeting, that if it was me having put the effort and stuff into the ladies' night and having one, two, or three people show up would not be successful. They didn't see it that way. Okay. Mm-hmm. Granted, that's not what we had, we had talked about at the December meeting. We feel that we need to change, change
the direction
of it. I still think a book study is a great idea. Okay. I'm not against that at any point. I think based on the discussion that Cue Ball had with them and looking how October of 11 is when we first talked about the ladies' night, okay, and what it was initially intended to be. And I think the discussion was, after the last meeting, we think we should probably look at changing mm-hmm. what it was meant to be. But I think after the discussion that Cue Ball had, from the outcome of that was, I think we need to revisit our December discussion and see, is that the right thing? Do we need to leave Ladies' Night maybe the way it is and add a book study? Mm-hmm. The Bad Girls or whatever the book study,
right.
Whatever the book study is going to be. And I think if I understand it right, what the outcome of that discussion was, let's talk about it some more at the elders meeting. Let's revisit what we talked about in December. And I think that's what didn't happen.
Okay.
If I understand everything correctly.
I don't know at this point. Then let's discuss it.
Okay. But, I think beyond that, I think, and not to muddy the waters, but, I think what Cue Ball's saying is that we just, you know, I hear what he's saying with the whole switch thing, whether it's the way he was patched in or with the food. I understand what happened with the food. That's fine, but, you know, you can't – I think what he's saying is you can't point and say, well, because we said this in December, you can't change it now, when if you look back through the history, we've all had things that was in the board meeting says we're going to do this, we're going to do that, that within a month or two, we've changed.
Well, yeah.
So we can't pick one thing out and say this is written in stone. We can't change it. You know, I think part of the ministry has always been somewhat the flexibility of, you know, we don't come out legalistic and say this is the way it is. We decided this at board meeting and this is the way it is and it can't change. And I think that's the way this kind of came across.
Yeah, well, it wasn't meant to be that.
Well, but I think. Well, I'm just saying. I think that's the way it came across. Was if after Q-Ball's discussion with Deb and Sherry, you know, if got back and said, hey, we need to talk about this more as a board.
Right.
We need to revisit our discussion or our decision. And then it came out. This is what we're doing. I think that's where. And I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but that's the way I'm reading into it. And that's the way I. See it. I can see both sides of it. That's the way I see it.
I don't know what the uproar was about that. It was a simple, straightforward. It wasn't. You no longer have ladies' night. We're just adding something to it because it took a year. It's been a year, and we'd like to see it reach out to more people. And that was pretty simple. And to have them get that upset and adamant over that.
But part of the problem that I see, though, is we are trying to encourage people to reach out and do things. And then when they do, all of a sudden we say, well, now we're going to take it back.
We're not taking anything back.
Yes, you are.
What are we taking back?
You're not allowing what they set it up to be.
You've never been there. You don't know what goes on there. How do you know? You have no idea. You have no idea what Sherry said.
I talked to Deb and Sherry, and both of them said it is doing what they set it up to be. And you can't say it isn't what they set it up to be. Only them two can answer that question.
Okay, but if someone set something up to be something, and it's not really functioning in the way that it should be, to further
who
the purpose of the ministry.
Who determines how it should be? That's the problem.
Let me,
of all things for you to get so upset about, why is it this?
Can I read something? This is from October 25th, our board meeting from October 25th. When we brought up what Ladies' Night was set up to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's under miscellaneous. Bruce mentioned Deb and Sherry would like to organize a monthly Ladies' Night. It would be a social night with no set agenda. The events may be held at the coffee house or elsewhere. All agreed this was a great idea and Deb and Sherry should pursue.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we agreed from the beginning there was no set agenda.
Right.
And it's strictly a social night. I mean, I know Deb has no preconceived notion that she's not going to answer ministry questions. That's not her gift. That's not what she's going to do. And that's not what this was set up to be.
But you're inviting women to come to a Christian event.
Yeah, I think the premonition
is. At a church or a ministry. And they come and ask a simple question like, I asked Jesus to be my savior, do I need to do it again? And they look at me to answer that question, and they actually say, Nikki, will you answer that? I think that is maybe an issue of perhaps they're not in the right position. It is nothing against Deb, but that's a pretty simple, straightforward question. If, you know, if Sherry is not willing to pray, if they're not willing to answer any questions, I have been there, I have seen the way it is handled, the things that go on. And if it is just one or two people there, why can that relationship not be continued outside of that event? And it has been a year. That is what they set it up to be. That is fine. But where is your authority to say, hey, it's been a year. You guys think this is doing what it wants to do. We are refocusing the structure of the ministry. We are starting to reach out more to clubs. We want to bring club women in. We want to add this. Perhaps everyone in the ministry is forgetting the hierarchy of where things go.
Well, let's...
I'm speaking out on this because I am part of women's ministry and I feel I can speak out about this. But perhaps everyone is missing. Like, there is a hierarchy. You guys have every right to say to them, we want to make this change. We want to pursue this in a different way.
And nobody's questioning that.
But I don't understand why Sherry got so upset.
Where the question is, regardless of if Sherry overreacted or not, where the question is, was it was put out by Q-Ball, at our next elders meeting, we need to talk about this. Mm-hmm. Okay? And from what I understand, was that message delivered, received?
You know why?
Understood?
Do you know why? I'm just
asking a question. Was that message delivered and understood?
It was conveyed, yes.
Okay, so if
to
that
them weeks before and
it,
I had to
it
ask
was vague.
You,
I told you we didn't talk
conveyed.
About it.
No, he said it was conveyed.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Conveyed. So if the message was conveyed that we need to talk about this more, then the idea that two nights before the board meeting that the email went out and said we're doing this, basically what that email said was to your beyond the fact of, you know, I'm not saying we shouldn't redo the ladies' Bible study. I haven't said that. But what that email said to me was that the three of us sitting here at this table, it doesn't matter what our input is. That if you feel we're going to go this route, this is the route we're going to go. That's what that email said.
I was going off of this as this is where we were directed to. Or heading.
Right. So, in other words, Q-Ball saying we need to talk about this more didn't mean a thing.
From what he had talked to them about, I think was directed or persuaded to have them continue to do what they're doing and wasn't saying we would like to change the direction or add to the direction of what this is going. I don't know that it was communicated as well as it could have been.
Which way?
To them.
So
after what we had talked about in the meeting.
And there again,
it wasn't a matter of my agenda or her agenda or anybody's agenda. It was a matter of conveying to them what we talked about, not of how do you feel. It doesn't matter. I mean, it matters how they
yes,
feel.
Yes, it does matter.
It matters how they feel.
And this is part
but
of the reason.
How do you feel about this if we would go this direction because this is what we see happening or has happened and we would like to see it grow more? Rather than, they want to do this, how do you feel about that?
That was not how it was.
I asked them,
well, you just did.
I asked them
how they felt it was going. Because mm-hmm. I think that's where you need to start when you're doing something. And both of them thought it was going good. Because it's about building relationships.
I think Sherry's response showed that she should not be in that position.
I disagree.
That, and you're welcome to discuss.
Because as I am an elder and I told them that we will discuss it, then they should understand that this elder board was going to discuss it. So I can see why it upset her that all of a sudden it wasn't discussed. I basically either lied to her or have no power in this setting to talk, to bring stuff back.
Well, you do, but you're not the senior elder. And perhaps everyone is forgetting the hierarchy.
What's a senior elder do? Because if this is an advisory board to you, I'm done. Is that what it is?
Yes.
I'm done. You got